Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Troy, do you remember those old PSAs? They were anti-drug PSAs.
Sure. This is your brain on drugs?
Yeah, or something like that. At the end of the commercial, it'd be like a black screen and then a white lettering, my anti-drug is, and then fill in the letters.
Like, oh, okay.
Athletics or Double Dutch or something. I don't know.
Right. I gotcha. Okay.
My anti-drug is watching the ticket sales for this first and second round of the NCAA tournament. I've been hooked. It's been kind of fascinating to follow along with this because it's like it's so close, yet like there's still some work to do about selling this thing out. I've been watching session one pretty closely, and I'm sure that it seems like just by looking at the layout here, the seating chart, there may be a section or two that's still reserved for like if you want to buy both sessions at a price or whatever. Those sections are available, like maybe 24 could be like that or something there at the south end. But there's a lot of lavender here on this outline for the session one tickets, and it's a lot of low. There's a couple of mediums, but there's a lot of low in there as well. So I think we're getting closer to these things, these games being sold out Friday and Sunday. I'll be in attendance. I had my credential approved yesterday, wasn't sweating it. Knew it would.
Yeah, that was. I thought about it after you asked, but I'm waiting for confirmation whether we're officially getting tickets or not.
So you're thinking about just going the old route?
That would be someone needs to confirm that she's able to get off work.
Ah, gotcha.
On Friday afternoon.
How many would be in your crew if you went?
It'd be just the two of us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. I've never, I can't remember the last time I was in Bramlage as a fan. Gosh.
And
well, it's probably, I mean, before the pandemic.
Well, and in Monica's case, never has been.
Never in Bramlage?
Never has. Here's the thing. College athletics in her family was not a driver of anything. They were not huge fans, and given that, you know, their finances were what they were with a family of six, they didn't do a lot of extra like that. They didn't go to games. They didn't. And so she has not been to a women's game yet since we moved.
My first women's game, I believe, was the year 2000. Because I've said this before, I was a K-State women's basketball fan before I was a men's.
Sure.
Because obviously,
sure,
those early 2000s years were just really good teams. K-State men stunk. I didn't go to my first men's game until 2006. It was the Missouri game of 2006. So that would have been Jim Woldridge, his last year.
Mm-hmm.
And K-State actually, I think, won like by 20 points. It was a good night. Good night. Set in section one.
Mm-hmm.
Got those tickets for Christmas. I asked Grandma. Grandma was like, never been to a men's game. How about some tickies? She hooked me up. There's still some available. KSASports.com, 1-800-221-CATS. Let's sell out Bramlage Coliseum. Let's make sure it's packed with as much purple as possible. There's a lot of peas in there, but I got it out. Pack Bramlage with purple.
Pack the Purple Palace.
Pack the Purple Palace. That could be a tongue twister. Mm-hmm. They have that tongue twister game.
Yep.
Pack the Purple Palace. Pack the Purple Palace with purple. There it is. There's your tongue twister. Pack the Purple Palace with purple. Say it five times fast. Get back to me. Speaking of hoops.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Bracket Challenge and News Radio KMAN.com, presented by Booth Creek Wagyu, is on. Your deadline is Thursday morning, 11 a.m. to get the bracket submitted. And when you're submitted, you're officially entered, and you have an opportunity to win $750 in cash for first place. Second place is 65-inch Roku TV. Third place, $250 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. That'll buy you a bunch of delicious, juicy, tender steaks as grilling season has finally arrived. Again, to fill out your bracket, newsradiokman.com. Tonight as well, K-State baseball at Wichita State. First pitch at 6, pregame at 5:30. At 7, we'll join pregame coverage of the K-State men in the NIT at Iowa. It's men's basketball. You know what we got to do right now? It's time to make a prediction.
Here's Mitch Ball with tonight's prediction.
Tonight, indeed. Mitch Fortner, Troy Coverdell, AJ Shaw. K-State and Iowa. The Cats, 19-14. They finished 8-10 in the Big 12 regular season. Iowa, 18-14. They finished 6th place in the Big 10 with an even record of 10-10. Winner of this game will move on to the second round this weekend to play the winner of Utah and UC Irvine. This will be the 9th meeting all time between these two programs. The series is tied at 4 games apiece. The last meeting between K-State and Iowa was at the Las Vegas Invitational at the Orleans Arena. That was on November 29th, 2008. And, unfortunately, the Hawkeyes won on a buzzer beater by 2 points. I do not remember that game at all. Iowa under 14th-year head coach Fran McCaffrey. They were NIT runner-ups in 2013. What's funny about Iowa basketball, it's the opposite of Iowa football.
Oh, absolutely.
Kirk Ferentz, defense.
Mm-hmm.
Fran McCaffrey, offense. Let's start with the offense of Iowa. They like to get up and go. They put their effort in the offense. They are an efficient offense. 14th in the nation in scoring. They average 83 points a game. They shoot 53% from two. That is top 80 in the nation. They are 34.7% from three-point range. 139th in the nation. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Free throw rate's okay. Maybe the one blemish with their offense is they're not a strong offensive rebounding team, which I like that for K-State. A really, really, really good number for Iowa's offense. Turnovers per game is at 9.5.
Wow.
That's 11th in the country. They do not turn it over too much. Defensively, they're another story. They give up 79 points a game. That's second worst in the Big Ten. They are bottom four in the conference in just about every shooting category there is. They allow teams to shoot 52% from two.
Wow.
That is bottom 230 in the nation. Or not 230. Let me do the math there. 130. I think it's 130. Yeah, bottom 130 in the nation, something like that. I forget how many teams there are. It's garbage. Crap in that area. They allow teams to shoot. This is bad. This is a really bad number. Teams against Iowa shooting the three, 36%. That is an awful defensive number for Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Cats will have their shots. Will they make them? They force 12 turnovers a game. Not bad. Let's take a look at some players for Iowa. To me, it comes down to three guys. They have a really strong core of three players, like K-State does. Just depends on how many are having a good night. If they're all three having a good night, tough to stop. It starts with guard Tony Perkins, which reminded me, is like, isn't there a Tony Perkins from the movie Heavyweights? Disney movie? That's Tony Perkis.
Okay.
I always thought it was Tony Perkins. Tony Perkis. I learned something today. But anyway, he was second team all Big Ten with about 15 points per game. He's also a great passer, nearly 5 assists per game. His steals numbers are pretty good, almost 2 a contest. Not a great 3-point shooter. He's good around the rim, but he's pretty consistent in scoring in double figures. Peyton Sanford is a pretty strong player as well. Third team all Big Ten. He's averaging 16 points, 6.5 rebounds per game, and he's a guard. 6.5 rebounds a game. It's like Mark Smith a couple of years ago, who was the shortest player in Big 12 history to lead the league in rebounds. Just kind of reminds me of him.
Mm-hmm.
Good 3-point shooter, about 38%. He was third in the Big Ten in that number. He makes as well, this is a big number here, about 3 games per game. Three threes per game, 2.7 to be exact, which leads the Big Ten. And then you go to a freshman forward in Owen Freeman, averaging 11 points, but he's the team's leading rebounder, 6.6. So you have two players that average 6.5 or better in rebounds per game.
Hmm.
But it's mostly on the defensive end. All right, those are the 3 players for Iowa. Now, what makes its return with this being a non-conference game?
Hello, famous alums.
Famous alumni for Iowa. And it starts... It starts with Tom Arnold.
It starts with Tom Arnold?
It starts with Tom Arnold. Actor, comedian. He was famous for 2 things. Well, really one thing. There's one thing about him that's really more famous than his acting. And that he was once married to Roseanne Barr.
Poor guy.
But my favorite movie of his is True Lies. That's an easy one. He was on Roseanne for a while. But he was also on the Best Damn Sports Show, period. That was a good run of sports programming with that show being on, what was it, on Fox Sports Net?
It was.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Great show. I miss it. That and, like, Cold Pizza, those 2000 shows. Just don't really have anything on TV like that anymore.
No.
Next for famous alumni for Iowa is Ted Waite. He was the co-founder. Do you recognize that name?
Yeah. Yeah, I know it.
The co-founder of Gateway.
Yep.
Do you remember Gateway Computers?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't even know if I've ever used a Gateway, but what I remember most was the boxes they came in because it looked like Holstein cows.
Right. That was part of the branding. Yeah.
Next, by the way, after 2000, like when Gateway took off, they kind of, like, did a nosedive.
Yes.
And it took a long time, but they finally kind of basically merged with, was it Acer? Is that how you say the name?
Yes.
Acer,
mm-hmm.
A-C-E-R?
Yes.
The final famous alumni for Iowa, Gene Wilder.
Oh,
going
wow.
Back to acting, Gene
okay.
Wilder. What a legend, Gene Wilder. I mean, what a career, because he basically had 2 tag team partners. Mel Brooks with the producers, Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein came out in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about 2 bangers. Then his second tag team partner was Richard Pryor.
Yep.
With Silver Streak, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, which is a great movie, Stir Crazy. There's another one I'm blanking.
By the way...
Go ahead.
Legend has it that Blazing Saddles was actually supposed to be he and Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor in the Cleavon Little role as Sheriff Bart. Warners winced at that. Would not allow it to happen.
Hmm.
So Pryor was a writer on the movie, but Cleavon Little got the job.
Well, I'm glad Cleavon Little got it because he was phenomenal.
He played it beautifully.
All right, that's the famous alumni. Let's get you some keys to the game. Key number 1 is just make smart plays. They're not that good on defense, but they're also not going to turn over many times. K-State has to just limit, and I know this is lack for a better word, but the stupid decisions. The unnecessary risk-taking. The threading the needle type of passes or making the passes that were never there in the first place. Smart decision-making could take you a long way in a game like this. Limit Iowa to their offensive rebounds. They average just about 10 a game. They're not a strong offensive rebounding team, but they know how to score the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So if you limit their second chance opportunities, that's a major play in your favor. But finally, the last key is just really who wants it more. It's kind of like now this day and age where the portal opens up right as the brackets come out for the NCAA tournament and the NIT. You know, the next day the portal is open. So who wants to really continue their season more? Who is hungry for wins and to end this year on a bit of a brighter note than what it was with being left out of the NCAA tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Ken Palm gives K-State just a 34% chance to win tonight. They say Iowa wins it 82-77. I think K-State still wants to win games. You have a guy like Tyler Perry whose college career is about to come to an end. He's maybe not the most thrilled about playing in the NIT. He wanted to be in an NCAA tournament so bad, it's not going to happen. But I think he'll be fired up to play still. I'm giving K-State a 52% chance of winning.
Okay.
I think the Cats will hopefully do enough right things and will have the open shots and knock down a few of them. They just cannot get in a shootout. They have to play a strong defensive game and try to hold Iowa, let's say, below 75 points. If they do, I like K-State's chances against this Iowa defense. Cats on top will win it 77-74. And with that, we end Mitch Palm. Will it be the last one of the year?
Oh, boy.
We don't know. But we do have a minute or two left for a little Ask Us Anything. Now, AJ, do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions? No, I did not prepare. No.
Okay. So, I do have a question. And I didn't have time to ask Mitty this question. But the question is, so it's the big dance, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say you're at a wedding. You're at a wedding. Drinks are flowing. Music's going. Is it easy or is it hard to get you out on the dance floor?
Depends on if you're asking me or my wife.
Well, I'm asking you.
Yeah, I know. It used to be a lot easier for me to get out on the dance floor.
What, are you afraid to throw out a hip or something?
No, not necessarily that. I just,
over time. You can take your Diet Coke out there with you, bud.
Over time, it felt like that. I've just kind of lost that touch, you know.
I love dancing.
Course.
I honestly do. I'm not the best dancer. I'm not, you know, I have enough coordination that I can make it look good, I guess.
Sure.
I've been told I'm a good dancer. I don't have anything choreographed. I just go out there and do whatever I want. But I like to bust a move. And I don't necessarily need the liquid courage to go do it. It helps loosen up a little bit, loosen up the joints.
Sure.
Thin the blood a little. You know, take the edge off.
But
I like to get out there.
It's that little bit of change in size that has occurred over time that, you know. I mean, do you really want to see? I mean, granted, it's been kind of a punchline in some professional sports franchises to have all-male, pudgy dance teams.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, let's look at it this way. If it's a slow song, it's a George Strait slow song, will you get out there and slow dance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But if it's the electric slide?
I might. More so the electric slide than some other things,
if it's
yes.
A little LMFAO?
Probably not.
Some Lil Jon? Lil Jon the East Side Boys?
Yeah, probably not.
All right, this is where we got to get out of here, guys. Coming up in 4 minutes, pregame coverage of K-State baseball taking on Wichita State from X Stadium. Brian Smoller on the broadcast for Owen, Troy, and AJ. As Owen just stepped into the captain's chair, I'm Mitch. Go Cats.